Well, thank you. Thank you. Welcome. It is March 27th, and we are live. Yes, welcome to Shea Renee and Friends. Guys, we are so happy to be live. We have changed things up a little bit, but I definitely want to welcome Sister Estherine. She's going to be broadcasting with me tonight. Sister, how you doing tonight? Well, hello there, children of the Most High. I am doing well, Shea, and as always, I am so happy to be here. Well, sister, as always, we are so happy to be or to have you here with us. You know, you always, always give some kind of wisdom, some kind of insight. And so I know that you're going to be able to give some wisdom and some insight on what we're going to be talking about tonight. And so I'm sure you're going to be giving some wisdom and giving your point of view once I share what I got during my meditation time. I thought about sharing it earlier, but then I thought, well, you know what? This might make a perfect show topic. And so we're going to talk about some trending topics, but we're also going to be talking about chess or checkers. Which one is the game of life? It was something profound. And so anyway, I thought I would share it. And hey, maybe it's something you could think about. So anyway, and I thought before we get started, you know, I always like to start out with something that's motivational and encouraging when it comes to music. And so I thought about, well, what song would you want to hear? Well, girl, you know, anything that you play, girl, you know, I like it. You know, I'm always asking, can you add it to my playlist? Because, you know, I always need the music. So whatever you decide to play, girl, you know, I'm going to be wanting it on my playlist. Well, sister, you probably already got it on your playlist. But anyway, Andrea Day. She has a song, Rise Up. And so anyway, this is Tuesday Motivation. So before we get started, hey, how about being motivated a little bit and hearing Rise Up before we get started?
Tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. We gon' walk it out and move on day. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,008 times again. And I'll rise up, I'll like the waves. I'll rise up in spite of the ache. I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,008 times again. For you, for you, for you, for you. The silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move, I won't dance. Bring it to its feet. That we have each other. heavy ache, I will rise a thousand times again. And we'll rise up, I like the waves. We'll rise up in spite of the ache. We'll rise up and we'll do it a thousand times again.
I know you like that song, all right? Okay, all right, I got it, okay. Like that song, all right. Oh, Lord. All right, so now we know to wait and play certain songs at the end of the show so you can get your dance on, okay. Next time, we're going to wait until the end of the show, okay, because we can't do it at the beginning of the show. So I'm sorry, baby, but see, when the spirit hits you, honey, the spirit just hits you, and you just got to go with the spirit, honey, okay? I can't control it, okay? I didn't do it. It's the Lord. He just spoke to me, and he just started moving in my body. And that sign just talked to me. And so that was just...
I know you can't control it. All right. All right. We're going to say that song then. Since it gets you caught up, we're going to say that song for the end of the show from now on. Okay?
All right. Yes. Yes. Help me out. Help Susan.
I got you, Susan. I got you. All right. So, tonight's topic. Well, let's do a little bit of politics. You know, it's a lot of stuff going on here at the White House. There are... Sarah Huckabee Sanders spoke a little bit concerning what was going on at the White House. There is a lot of stuff going on at the White House. I'm not sure from what I hear today is that Porter's is asked to come back on board. I believe Ron Porter was accused of being abusive to his wife, I believe, or ex-wife, whatever it is. But anyway, a lot of the majority of the people were not happy with that. So I'm not sure about if that's going to be a good addition to add back to the cabinet. But anyway, we're going to see what's going to happen with that, and we'll keep you informed on that. Now, this week, well, what we've changed up some things about the show. We're going to be doing shorter shows because what we're going to be doing is we're going to be driving you and driving traffic to our blog site and our website. We want you to subscribe, okay? What we're going to be doing is, hey, I have a lot of wisdom. I have a lot of insight on a lot of different things. And so anyway, hey, I've got a consulting thing that I've got going on. And so what I'm doing is I'm driving you to the blog site. I'm driving you to the website. You can subscribe, stay in tune with what's going on and stuff. If you have some questions or, you know, hey, you just want some insight about some things, hey, look at it from a different point and a different perspective. Hey, if you want a different perspective in how you view whatever you're pursuing in life, whatever you've got going on in your life, hey, get with me. All right, shoot me an email, subscribe. All right. You know, I want to hear from you, okay? And, hey, we're all here to help each other, okay? Each one teach one. And so maybe something that you're going through, I can offer some teaching. And if that's the case, hey, visit my website and my blog site. You can check out the show page. It's got the website on there, and the website leads you to everything. All right. So with that being said, something I got in meditation, sister. What you get in meditation, girl? Tell me. All right, well, what I got in meditation was, is that the thought of, you know, they always say that life is like the game of chess. And so I was meditating one day, and I was like, okay, well, is it chess or checkers? Which one is really the game of life? Well, what made you think about that? But I'm pretty good at checkers. But I'm just curious. What made you think about that?
Well, what made me think about it was during my meditation time, you know, I was, you know, connecting with my divinity, you know, my spiritual. And I was doing my little spiritual meditation and making sure I stayed connected, you know, with my higher power, my divine, my God. And I thought about chess, and they say it's the game of life. Well, in the game of chess, isn't it that you sacrifice the queen in order to win the game?
Yeah, I believe so, and you got to be like real smart, I think.
Okay, all right. And then in checkers, what I came to realize is that in checkers, you're not sacrificing anything. You're reaching your goal, and when you reach your goal, which is on the opposite side of the board, you're crowned.
Oh, girl, come on now. Talk to me. I like where this is going. Come on now. Oh, yeah, my spirit just leaked. Talk now, because I'm fixing to start preaching.
Don't preach yet, so don't preach yet. So, I got to thinking, which one is really the game of life? Is it chess or is it checkers? Because I looked at it from a spiritual perspective. Okay, if you look at it from a spiritual perspective.
Go, go, preach, yeah.
Okay, so listen, calm down. All right, now if you look at it from a spiritual perspective, okay, the Bible says that when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing, and he obtains favor. That means undeserved favor. That means that the heavens have just opened for you. When you find a woman and you realize that she is a good thing in your life, God has blessed you, then you have the favor of God. That means that things didn't work before will work now because you have the heavens backing whatever you pursue in your life. Yet, chess teaches you to sacrifice the blessing, which is the queen. Checkers, on the other hand, teaches you to get to the other side of the board. That means get to the other side of whatever obstacle you have in life. And when you get to the other side, you receive your crown. So really, what is really the game of life? Chess or checkers? Do we want to sacrifice our queens or do we want to be crowned? And that's what I got from my meditation. What is the game?
Girl, that was powerful. Now you know. Now the Lord went to the cross so that we could have our crown. He paid for us to have our crown. So why would we sacrifice our queen? When he said, before he made the earth, he took up 7 days. He rested on the seventh day. But before he could rest, he said, Adam, it's not good. A man to live alone. And he made Eve from Adam's rib. So that show you right there, the game of life. If you sacrifice your will, now you think about it. How well can you function if you ain't got all your ribs? You know, I go in and ain't
now. Hey, now, sister, you know I wrote a book about that rib now. Now, you know that rib can either break your heart or paralyze you. So you need the rib now. You need the rib in its proper place. So that's why I said, really, what is really the game of life? Do you sacrifice your queen or do you make it past your obstacle and receive your crown? I'm Shay Renee, and this has been Shay Renee and Friends. Sister Ernestine, you got any final words?
Honey, you just preached a message. Here is my offering. All we gave Pastor my dad. But I'm just going to give you a seed offering because you just preached a message to me. And I'm just going to play some checkers. Yes, I am. Yes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the revelation. Thank you, sister. Thank you.
And I'm glad you enjoyed my meditation time. And so, guys, hey, to hear more and to stay in tune, what's going on in my meditation time and what's being revealed to me. Hey, visit my website, subscribe. Hey, receive emails so you can keep in touch. Visit the website. We got all kinds of stuff going on, adding new stuff. Hey, if you're an actor, you're wanting to get, hey, on top of your game when it comes to your acting, well, we're offering acting classes. So visit the website, www.bytvlive.com. All right, visit that. Get signed up for the class. Hey, you don't even have to be in the same city. We can do it virtually. That's right. Technology is amazing. So, hey, sign up. We're affordable. And, hey, you're pursuing an acting career. You want to be a part of the Acting Institute. So, anyway, visit the website. Make sure you tune in every Tuesday night. Hey, we're doing a new thing. It's a new day. It's a new beginning. And, hey, every day is a new day, so we look forward to every day because it's a new beginning. So, anyway, if no one's told you that they love you, we're telling you that we love you. Yes, baby, we love you. Praise the Lord for you. Yes, children of the Most High, we praise the Lord for you. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We'll see you next week. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Oh, it's just a blessing to know. Thank you, sister. Thank you. I needed it. Well, thank you, sister, for being here and taking our time. Coochie, we love you. Ming Ling, we love you. Hey, listeners, we love you, and we thank you for your continued support. And so, until next time, we will see you later. Love you. And, hey, make sure you motivate somebody.